Thank you. This is going to be the shortest sermon you've ever heard from me. How many believes it? Three people, yeah. No, it's just been an amazing morning for me. I got up early. I prepared a message on the power of unity. And it's quite in detail. And I knew it was going to take quite a long time to share it if I did today. But God had other plans because it's all in line with this. Because the only way we get to unity is when we die to ourselves and lift others up. And when we see ourselves in the context of Jesus Christ and His righteousness, we can only be grateful for what He's done for us. And let's extend that gratitude to others. Amen. Where there's unity, God commands His blessing. And I've been meditating and wondering what the commanded blessing of God looks like. And hold on to your hats. We're going to speak more in detail maybe that next week if God doesn't open the door some more for this. I've really been praying for God to break in our midst and into the Church of Canada. And I'm sure I'm not the only one and not the only pastor that does that. But a while ago, a few years ago, I've said it to some of you, I felt God in praying. We were still in the old gymnasium in praying with about 60, 70 people at the time and praying for the presence of God to come down in power. And I really believe, and God gave me a word just after that, and it's the word spontaneous combustion. Something that just is set apart. And I was just thinking of that because I knew it was from God. What is this for? And then I saw and I thought of this of a garage with gas tanks in there and with maybe the lids had been left open. And all of a sudden the fumes fill the room. And then somebody goes in there and the poor mechanic lights a match and he blows the whole place up. But I really felt that that's what God is going to do. We've got to be expectation for the supernatural surprises of God. I really do believe that not only in us, that there's going to be a time when the Holy Spirit is just going to pour out upon us. And I wanted to share, and I will, about some of the things that hinder those things happening, I believe, in the life of the church. And Johan preached a little bit of my sermon today, maybe a bit more kinder than what I would, but it was amazing. But yeah, so we're on the right track, and I just want you to think this week, read Psalm 133, and really think of, try and imagine what God's commanded blessing looks like, the actual commanded blessing on a life and on a people and on a nation. And you can see major revivals to get a glimpse of that. You can read of them and so on. But I really am trusting God that we are going to humble ourselves, die, and all of those things. In fact, the last prophetic word I had, Deborah and I had before we came to Canada, is our lead elder and his wife called us up and said, the wife said, I have a word for you. And I thought about Canada, and then she just said, unless you fall, unless a seed falls into the ground, it will not bring and die and give good life, what's the end of that?
Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies.
It does not bear much fruit, sorry. And I got off from the stage there. She brought me up, and I thought, was that it? But I tell you, it's one of those things that has helped me in many times, especially when I feel bigger than myself and should be, that it's the dying to self is as difficult as we want to make it. But if we yield to God, it's a process. So let's continue on the journey. And so today we're going to break bread. I'd determined that we wanted to do that. And I actually asked my wife to come and share on that. And then we're going to break bread and worship some more. I really feel that God wants to do something more. And so we'll preach next week, God willing. Amen. Come, Dad. Sorry? On the scripture. This year.
Oh, Father. This is like...
Listen.
Michael asked me to read a scripture. So, Father, I thank you that where you are, there is fullness of joy. And so, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are here amongst us, that you are breathing afresh upon us. And, Father, I thank you that as we partake of the emblems this morning, as we partake of the juice that represents your body, it represents your blood that was poured out for us, as we partake of that little wafer, that it's your body that was broken for us, Lord. And so, Father, I just thank you that as we come together, that your presence would be so evident in each and every one of us, in Jesus' beautiful and wonderful name. Amen. So when you meet together, you're not really interested in the Lord's Supper. For some of you hurry to eat your own meal without sharing with others, and as a result, some go hungry and some get drunk. What? Don't you have your own homes for eating and drinking? Or do you really want to disgrace God's church with, you know, Paul's just saying, like, when we come to have communion, because they would have a huge love feast. It's almost like when we go outside. Let's not just run out there and feed ourselves, but let us be cognizant of one another around us. But when we come, that we come with the right attitude. For I pass on to you, this is 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I pass on to you what I have received from the Lord myself. And on the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus, he took the bread and he gave thanks for it. He took the bread and he broke it and he gave thanks to it. And he said, he broke it into pieces and he said, this is my body which is given to you, and do this to remember me. And in the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this and you drink it, every time you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. So every time we do communion, which is such a special sacrament, we do this in faith, believing that Jesus is coming back again. Amen? We do this with our hearts pure. And the Bible says if you have anything against your brother or your sister, if you have anything against anyone, go and make right. And so I invite us, family, like this little cup is such a meager expression. But even when you're at home and you're having a meal together, or if you're getting together with friends, no matter what the situation, do this with pure hearts with one another. May we be a people of short accounts. May we not harbor resentment. Can we try and do this? I know it's a very different morning. I think it's a very vulnerable morning today. So may we open our little cups ever so gently that we don't spill out the content. Families, get into groups. You know, I don't like chairs. I truly don't. I find them so restrictive. Oh, sorry, should I stay in one spot? in the middle. Get together with your friends. Honestly, don't feel that this has to be so static where we have to stay. Maybe go to somebody right now this morning, somebody who you don't know. Introduce yourself and share the love of Jesus with them. Now's the perfect time. If there's anybody that's feeling ill, can we pray for you? Now's the time, if you've never ever bowed the knee to Jesus and say, Lord, you know what? I know you as Savior, but I want to know you as my Lord. I want to die to myself. Now's a good time to have those conversations. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. If you are lacking joy this morning, I urge you that as we eat the bread and drink the juice, that we ask God for restoration into our souls. Amen? Can we do this? I know it's different and you're looking at me very strangely, but it's good. We are family. And let there be some noise in the house, okay? I know what our dinner times are like. They're very noisy. Okay. Do you want to carry on?
Great, guys. Well, if you're comfortable, gather together, either in the people that you came with or if you know somebody or, if you're connected with us, just gather around and let's just spend a few minutes in prayer. There's lots to pray for at this time. And why don't you share with each other what you could use prayer for, and we'll go through it. And in just a couple of minutes, the band will get up here again and just lead us in some more worship. So.
Thank you. Thank you. If you could take your seats, that'll be great. If we could just still our hearts, it seems like we started a game, but no, I just believe that God wants to take us to a deeper level, deep into the river of God. So if we just then close our eyes and just going to have the worship team just play for a while, and then we'll go into some worship.